you know, Montana's as a whole are pretty active, just as our state, with a lot of outdoor recreation. You know, we can't conclude one factor to it, but there's a lot of, and we have a lot of statewide initiatives that are going on that, that help improve that also, starting with our early child care, school health, active community environments, to name a few.
And those programs that you just listed there, those have really been started in recent years, and they are making a difference, you're sure?
Well, they have started in recent years. I can't say, you know, for sure the evidence base, but we're, you know, they are newer programs, but we're, yeah, we're starting to look at physical activity through all, you know, K through 12 is 0 through 5, as well as in our communities, and, you know, access to healthy fruits and vegetables at farmers markets, and looking at breastfeeding initiatives. It all kind of goes together to improve obesity and lower chronic conditions and disease in our state.
And in terms of school nutrition, that has changed a lot, not just in Montana, but around the country in recent years. It used to be pretty much not all that nutritious, but now schools are very much conscious of the kind of nutrition they're serving students.
Yeah, and the schools have to go by the dietary guidelines that at the federal level that they set. So with the new school lunch programs and all that, that comes down from the federal guidelines.
Do you think Montana also attracts people who may be fit to begin with? They move here because of the outdoor recreation opportunities we have. They want to hike and kayak and do all those kinds of things. Does that skew our statistics a little bit?
I don't know if it skews the statistics, but it definitely, you know, Montana does attract that outdoors, you know, the physical activity and the outdoor activity that we have here. So definitely people are coming to the state for those reasons.
The good news, of course, is that Montana ranks so high, but the bad news is still 1 in 5 Montanans are obese. It's just under 20%, which seems like a high number.
Yeah, I mean, and we all obviously are in the lower tier at that 19.6%, I think it was, but that also shows that we do have work to do, and that's what part of our jobs at the State Health Department entails, is working to get that even lower.
And what do you think remain the obstacles? Certainly there's a lot of discussion these days about how technology is making us all more sedentary as we become addicted to our smartphones and our computers and so on.
That could definitely contribute to it. We're spending a lot of times at our desks. Kids are spending a lot of times on their phones or playing in, you know, video games. So, yeah, the technology can definitely have a factor with that.
And, of course, in terms of nutrition, there's a lot of studies about how people who have poor eating habits are often poor people, that they don't have either access to fresh food, like they live in food deserts. That would be true in some of the more urban areas in the country. But in Montana, do you think that's true, too? Do you think poverty plays a role in poor nutrition?
I can't say definitively yes. You know, I think as our nation as a whole, we are living and eating more processed foods, and we're, you know, trying to reverse that by getting access to local farmers markets and more access to fresh fruits and vegetables. I know our, you know, the WIC program now has fresh fruit and vegetable vouchers, so I think that as a whole we need to start looking that way. But I don't know if just that one class, the poverty, has you know, poor nutrition habits. They do have less access sometimes, but I think all of our state as a whole needs to look at eating more fresh fruits and vegetables and farm-grown foods.
It's a bit alarming to read in the same poll that nationally the obesity rates have gone up, which surprised me given how much attention and discussion has been paid to that in recent years. But still, on average, Americans as a whole are getting fatter.
Mm-hmm. And I think, especially in Montana, it's definitely plateauing and flatlining out. There's definitely a lot of work to be done in Montana and also across the country to get those down. So,
if you could wave a magic wand, what would you do to change it, to make the biggest difference, do you think?
There's so many factors that play into it. I think it's, you know, you have to look at a whole wellness approach to combating obesity and chronic disease, and that is nutrition, that's physical activity. You know, it's just the overall wellness approach to active living and healthy eating.
Just being conscious of it and working at it, it's not necessarily going to come easy, right? That to eat healthy means you have to be thoughtful about what you're eating, and
yeah,
to exercise every day takes discipline.
It takes discipline. It's a whole lifestyle change. I mean, you have to look at it as a wellness approach to a lifestyle change, as opposed to there's not going to be one magic factor that's going to change it over time. It needs to be a just an overall wellness approach.
And we still have a long way to go, but at least in Montana, we seem to be going in the right direction. So that's the good news.
That is the good news, for sure.
We have been speaking with Mandy Zanto, the Nutrition and Physical Activity Program for the state of Montana. Mandy, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.